Time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
No, not too bad. Not too bad. It says 36 on the thermometer. I didn't think it was that chilly outside this morning.
Yeah, a little cool to start the day, but sounds like it's going to be a nice warm one.
Did I hear 80 at some point here?
Yeah, tomorrow, yeah. High near 80. Of course, then again, it turns around to, by, what, Thursday, high 52, so.
Ah, okay. All right. A
couple of warm days here, so
there
enjoy
you
it.
Go. So it's tailgating weather is what it is.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Brett's in with us this morning. No tailgating this morning. You decided to come right into the game, huh?
You betcha, yeah. Yeah, welcome to Iowa. One day hot, one day cold.
That's right. It's only the middle of October, right?
That's right.
Hey, tell us about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
A Lennox air-to-air heat pump could be your best friend this coming winter. It's warm, eco-friendly, doesn't make hardly any noise, and can be very cool during the summer months. On top of that, it will work very hard and save you many dollars in your energy costs. Camlin Plumbing and Heating are pros at installing an air-to-air heat pump, and in most situations, we can adapt one of these state-of-the-art units using your present furnace. With 7 different models to choose from, we can help you get just the right unit to fit your needs and budgets. With the best warranties, competitive pricing, and quality that we have all come to respect, Lennox air-to-air heat pumps are your best bet for investing your money and getting a good return. Give us a call at Atlantic at 243-1512 or at 755-3286 in Harlan.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Oftentimes, we look at our lawns in the spring and in the summer, and we wonder, what did I do wrong? This year it was the weather, but you wonder, what'd you do wrong? You know, why? I did all this stuff this spring. You know, I worked on, I fertilized, I did this, I did that. I did everything that I thought I could do, and my lawn still doesn't look quite as good as I'd hoped. Well, sometimes it's not what you did in the spring. It's not what you did in the summer. It's what you do in the fall. What you can do this time of the year can really dictate what happens next year with your lawn. And sometimes the fall lawn work gets lost in that shuffle of, well, you know, the honey-do list. You got one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Well, folks try to take advantage of the few good days that they might have this time of the year outside and maybe get out and do some of those other things. Maybe take the leaves out of the gutter, rake the leaves, you know, whatever else you have to do. But there are things that can be done to the lawn as well this time of the year that can be some of the most important things to make sure that you have an attractive, healthy lawn next season. The folks at Iowa State University Extension, Dick Geron and Willie Klein, put together a nice article about autumn lawn care that answers some of the key questions that a lot of folks ask about, you know, what can I do this time of the year to make sure things are going to look good next year during the growing season? You know, that curb appeal, everybody likes to have that nice-looking lawn to lead up to the nice house.
I don't think anybody had that this year.
Well, I know.
Unless you were sprinkling all the time.
Yeah, unless you get late in the summer. Sometimes you just can't do much about it. But think about it this way. If you have a nice lawn leading up to your home, how much nicer it looks. It's almost like if you walked into a house and saw some really nice furniture, but the carpet was all torn up and stuff, and it didn't look good. Wouldn't make the furniture. The house wouldn't look as good, would it? So it's all important part of the process. So for those folks who like to take good, close care of things, some important questions to ask yourself this year. The first one is, and this one is a bad question. I hate this question. Do I need to remove the leaves on my lawn? Well, kind of, yeah. The answer they give is that turf grass plants use light, water, and nutrients to help manufacture food. So in the fall, the lawn areas that are beneath large trees are often completely covered with leaves. And that leaf debris, well, it prevents the turf grass plants from manufacturing and storing food prior to the winter. The leaves also mat down and smother the grass over the winter sometimes as well. You know how garages can get in the wintertime? You don't get any snow on the underside of your car, do you?
No, I don't, because my cars don't go out in the winter. Not the ones in the garage, anyhow.
Well, for most of us, it gets kind of sloppy in the garage that time of the year. So you want to make sure you store them where they will remain dry. Sometimes that might mean off of the ground on a shelf somewhere. Granular products do absorb moisture from the air. So that causes them to cake up like cement. So an excellent way to store open bags of lawn and garden fertilizers is to take the bags themselves. Don't dump the fertilizer into a plastic tub, but take the bag, seal it, and then put it in a plastic tub in the bag. That way the like a 5-gallon bucket, something like that. Cover it with an airtight lid. Good to go. That way you've got all the instructions and information on the bag, plus you've got it protected from the elements as well. It'll be ready to go next time you need to use it. Simple stuff. Lawn care this time of the year is important. It can determine what your lawn's going to look like next June. And then Mother Nature will take it from there, right? Brett, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
We all know that the cold weather is coming. We all know that the price of heating your home can be high. Give Camlin Plumbing and Heating a call to allow us to give you a free bid on a new high-efficiency Lennox furnace. From 92 to 98% efficiencies, Lennox gas furnaces will help you fight those high heat bills every month from the date of installation. We also offer electric units for any installation that you might want to change over to electric versus gas. Your utility companies offer rebates on most of these units that are available, and you will lower your initial investment by that amount right off the top. With as many furnaces as Camlin Plumbing and Heating is installed in our area, no other company can compare with our products, our quick installations, or our pricing on quality units. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today is by Indira Gandhi. This one's really true. You cannot shake hands with a clenched fist.
I can't argue that.
That's right.
Can't argue that. The physics make it difficult, don't they?
Yep.
Brett, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Hey, go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.